The Touch Lighters Church Light Encounter Radio Series with Pastor Ernest Osiri and Pastor Mrs. Susan Osiri. Here at TTC, we aim to raise men and women in the body of Christ whose lives would reflect the life and the light of God. From wherever you may be listening, may you be blessed by this series.
Wow. What a day again it is today. I want to deeply appreciate God for His grace on this program. And I want to thank you also for being my regular listener on this same program. My name is Ernest Osiri, the lead pastor of the Touch Lighters Church, Enugu. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you and we return all praise and glory to you. Mighty Jesus, we appreciate you. Thank you for your word that is coming our way today. To you be glory and honor. Bless your word. Let your spirit breath upon it. And may your name be glorified. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Today, I would want to bring a word to us. And this word is really, really exciting me. I'll be reading from the book of Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 8. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 8. Before then, I'd like to encourage every single one that listens to me. I want to let you know that God has not forgotten you. He has not. It doesn't matter what you're experiencing right now in your life. God has not forgotten you. Genesis chapter 21 and verse 2 tells us that God remembered Sarah. I want to go this direction first before I say to you what I would want you to know. God has not forgotten you. He has not forgotten you. A woman may forget her suckling child, but God does not forget you. He has not forgotten you. You may be in the pit now. He has not forgotten you. You may be in the prison. He has not forgotten you. Joseph was in the pit. God didn't forget him. Joseph was in the prison. God didn't forget him. I feel so strong in my mind to let you know that God will not forget you. And sometimes you look at the economy of the country. Sometimes you look at your work situation. Sometimes you look at your academic situations. And sometimes you look at things happening around you generally and you feel, where is God? God is alive. He's up there looking at you, planning on what to do to bring you out from your situation. God has not forgotten you. Be relaxed. Keep your faith and hope in Him. Focus directly on God. You can never be put to shame. The Bible says that they looked unto Him and their faces were lightened and they were never ashamed. Look up to Him. I come to tell you this day, look up to Him. Every man will fail, look up to Him. A woman came to a king in 2 Kings chapter 6. He said to the king, help me. The king said, where can I get help from if the Lord does not help you? So look up to Him. In vain is the help of a man. Psalm chapter 60 and verse 11. But we can do mightily and greatly with the help of God. In fact, one translation said that our best comes out when we are helped of God. Psalm chapter 60 and verse 12. Our help comes out best when we are helped of God. I want to bring a word to you from the book of Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 8. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 8. I read from King James Version. The Lord sent a word into Jacob, and it had lightened up Israel. The Lord sent a word unto Jacob, and it had lightened up Israel. God sent a word, and the word lightened up Israel. May I quickly let you know at this point that you just cannot do without God. All the philosophies of men put together, all the theories of men put together can never negate God's power. And sometimes we begin to look at solutions where we don't need to look at. And sometimes we complicate our lives and make things look more difficult when we deviate from the very source of our lives, who is God. May I let you know that God is the source of all things. God is the source of all things. He's the source of all grace that flows into your life. The best God could do was to give his son Jesus, who had come and died for us. And so every other thing that we need, we get it through him, through his son Jesus Christ. And so in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 8, we are ready. Say, God sent his word unto Jacob and it lightened up Israel. I talked to a man, I talked to a woman, I talked to a boy, I talked to a girl, wherever you are sitting listening to me. Maybe in the kitchen, maybe in the comfort of your living room, maybe you're driving listening to this message. I've come to tell you that God can send a word into your life and it will change everything about you. I feel happy in my spirit. I sense that God is walking in you right now via his word. He sent forth his word and his word healed them. He sent forth his word and his word healed them. John chapter 1. Because so that when God sends his word in your direction, it will change things. I think you need to know that God understands what you're going through. He knows exactly where you are right now. He knows exactly what is in your mind. He knows exactly the predicament that you are in. He knows exactly all the gang up, all the conspiracy in your office. He knows everything completely. He knows them. Bible says that nothing is hidden before his eyes, with whom we have to do. All things are made bare. Hebrews chapter 4. All things are made bare before him. He sees everything. And that was the situation that David was. And David asked himself, where can I go and hide away from this same great God? He said, if I go into the deepest of the earth, he said, he sees me. Wherever you are, he sees you. He knows what you're going through. It may also interest you to understand that God feels exactly your pains. He feels your pains. And most of the times we were looking for people that we could lean on, that we could complain to and tell them what we are going through. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, it says, cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. He knows what you're going through. He knows. Let your spirit man accept this word that God knows what you're going through. And that God is ever ready to set a change in your life. The Bible says here, one of the instrumentalities of God's great means of bringing change in people's life is by the word of God. He sent forth his word and the word healed them. Wherever you are listening to me right now, I come to talk to you. All hope is not lost. Your situation is not the worst. Men have gone through things and God saw them through. The Bible said that many are the afflictions of the righteous man, but that the Lord God Almighty will deliver him out of them all. Excluding none. God has the power to deliver you from all your afflictions. He has all the power to deliver you. Job came to a point where he felt the end had come until God began to ask Job some question. Where were you when I created the world? Can you tell me the pillars that are suspending the entire universe? Do you know the storehouse of storm and where rainbows come out from? And Job came to understanding that his wisdom is far below God, and then he surrendered to God fully. I've come to talk to you today, please. Never you ever attempt to commit a suicide, it's not necessary. Never you ever attempt to take your life, it's not necessary. If you do that, I can tell you, you would have done the greatest harm to yourself. First, you get to hell. And secondly, you would have aborted all the plans that God has for you here on earth. And the Bible said that God sent forth his word unto Jacob and enlightened up Israel. All you need this day is to look unto God. Go on your knees and talk to him. You have the weapon of prayers. You have the weapon of worship. You have the weapon of the word of God. All these things can grant you access into the dwelling place of God. God is too powerful to fail. God is too wise to disappoint. He has never disappointed anyone, and you can never be the first that he will ever disappoint. Come to him in the sincerity of your heart. Come to him in the simplicity of your understanding. Come to him with a heart full of love and see God demonstrate his love towards you. The Bible says, what shall separate us from the love of God? Nothing at all. One of the greatest emotional forces is the force of love. Love. Love can do everything. Understand that God loves you. Understand that God thinks for you. Understand that God has good plans for you. Understand that God never means any harm. Understand that God's intention is to have you comfortable. Understand that God's intention is to keep you away from temptation. That was why Jesus said, when you pray, ask that the Father might keep us away from temptations of life. I don't know who I'm talking to today. I don't know who God has sent me to. But I feel that you need to know that the solution to your problem lies in what you are able to hear God tell you. What you are able to hear God tell you. A time came when Peter needed to walk on the sea, and Peter was so confused, not knowing whether the sea will swallow him up, not knowing whether the sea will carry him up, until he heard the voice of the master that said to him, "Come." And Peter came, walked upon the sea. All you need is the word of God that can change your life. And that it doesn't matter who you are. And that it doesn't matter what you're going through. And that it doesn't matter where you are. And that it doesn't matter how long it has lasted. A single word of the Lord from the mouth of God can change the entire situation. He sent the word unto Jacob and it lightened him up. God's word can lighten you up. It will bring light and illumination into your life. You begin to see from God's perspective. You begin to understand that the things that you think that they will swallow you up will not. You begin to see that Jesus Christ has done all that he could do on the cross of Calvary, and he said it is finished. And you begin to see that no power of sin can weigh you down if you can have him in your life. You begin to see that Jesus is the wisdom and the power of God unto salvation to anyone that cares to come to him. I come to you today to let you know that God is on your side. I come to you to let you know that God can do all things for you. I come to you to let you know that your tears are enough. God can get it done for you. Can you allow me pray for you? Can you allow me invite you to have Jesus Christ into your life wherever you are? He's the source of your life and he can make you comfortable in this life. Shall we pray? Father, I thank you for all the ones that are listening to me, and I thank you for all the ones, oh Lord, that are deciding to serve you and to follow you. And I thank you for all the ones, oh Lord, that have decided, oh Lord, to go on their knees until they secure a word from you that can change their lives. Thank you, Father, for hearing. Let the grace and the Spirit of the Lord rest upon them mightily. Thank you. In Jesus' precious mighty name. I want to thank you for always tuning into this station. It's been your regular host, Pastor Ernest Osiri of the Touch Letters Church. One more time, I'd like to invite you. Please make sure you locate a church or any living church around you, and then make sure that you serve your God in truth and in spirit. The church is located at number 4 Papresidential Road, just adjacent Fontana Filling Station, Independence Layout. Our weekly services is always on Wednesdays 5:30 and then on Sunday 7:30 a.m. in the morning. God of the Touch Letter Church will never disappoint you. The Lord honor you and the Lord bless you. In Jesus' precious mighty name, amen.
You are causing light to shine from darkness.
Thank you for listening. For more inquiries, call us on 091-570-71584 or 091-283-23500. Or you could follow us on our social media handles. On Facebook, we are called The Touch Lighters Church. On Instagram, we are called The Touch Lighters Church. Or you could visit our website, www.thetouchlighterschurch.org. Go and live a practical life of light.
Standing here before you, God.
Standing here.